Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
General election campaign is well and truly underway. We'll be hearing all the promises from the political parties. We'll also hear what the electorate wants to see prioritised. Our reporter Josh Crosby will be travelling to constituencies across the country to hear the voters' concerns. And today he brings us the first of these reports from Athlone.
I won't be voting for no one, if I'm being honest, because you can't trust them. Like, there's no changes.
You're not going to vote for anyone?
No.
Not going to bother?
Not going to bother at all. Like, you don't know, like, they're promising yourself that they're going to do it for you. They're not filling them things, like, do you know?
In the centre of Ireland, on the banks of the River Shannon, lies the growing town of Athlone. Some voters here in the Longford Westmeath constituency are hungry for change.
The main issue I see, and it's from every village, parish and town and city in this country at the minute, is that our youth have had to leave this country to go abroad to work, to try and find work that will give them meaningful employment and money to help them save deposits in the ever-ending hope of purchasing or having a home to live in and call their own. Our youth are gone, have left our shore because the adults in charge have failed. They have lined the pockets of developers and those that are wealthy at the cost of the youth leaving our country.
So on the 29th of November, will this be on your mind when you're casting your vote?
What's on our minds is that we want change. Change will come. Everyone now in the last few days have come forward with proposals and solutions. The wanton waste of the finances of this country on projects is unbelievable.
Would you have traditionally voted for some of the government parties and now you're changing?
I would have always voted with a conscience that I thought would. Policies that would have been the best for our country, for us as a people in our country and the services required. I'd vote now for change. I'd vote for Shep the dog now rather than any of those that are on our airways day in and day out now proposing what they're going to do. At least the dog would wag his tail when he'd see you next week.
There have been calls for Athlone to become a regional city. One potential cog to that is the establishment of the Technological University of the Shannon. With over 115,000 people registering to vote for the first time since the beginning of the month, what do college students here in Athlone want to see come out of this election?
One thing for definite is housing is a big thing. Like, even student accommodation, there's a lot of people who are struggling to find that.
Were you able to find somewhere yourself, or are you commuting?
No, I had to commute. Coming up and down 2.5 hours every day. I just think it's a bit of a joke that there's not enough accommodation for students that are coming up.
I think definitely more student accommodation around here. There's very little, to be honest. There's the two opposite the road, and then the housing estate that people can rent. I know a good few people that are commuting, and one of the lads is commuting down from Kerry. All the way down from there, can't get anything.
Up and down from Kerry?
Yeah, I think he's in like 4 days a week, but yeah, up and down every day, so.
And do you know who you want to be in the next government, or would you like a change, or?
I really don't fully know. I haven't looked into it too much yet. I want to look into it, obviously, before I vote.
So, for me personally, because I have accommodation here, I come from Dublin, so, like, I have to get accommodation here. And sometimes it's too expensive, and Susie doesn't pay enough. So then some students have to work as well. And sometimes working too much also affects Susie payments. So I'd say that.
So are you working as well to afford your student accommodation?
So, like, I have to work every weekend to work out my student accommodation. And you're late on accommodation, then you've got problems with landlords and all of that. It just vexes me sometimes. College fees to go lower, accommodation prices to go lower, Susie paying more, all of that.
Accommodation availability is certainly not just an issue here in Athlone. From first-time voters to those who are no strangers to the ballot box, some people are sticking with their allegiance while others are changing their minds.
Well, to help our own people to get homes and apartments and a complete change in this side of our town. The town centre and that, they have everything new. They're doing nothing for us up here.
Do you know who you'll be backing, or do you want a change in government, or do you think a change in government will make any difference?
They're not voting for Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael.
You want change, and would you have voted for them in the past?
I did vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but I never voted for the others. So I'm going to give the others a chance this time.
Are you a pensioner?
Yeah.
And were you pleased with the increase in the budget for the pension?
Oh, good, yeah.
But did it sweeten you up for voting for one of the governmental parties?
Well, I would be strong Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, simple as that.
Over the years, you mellowed to balance the vote out between both? Were you staunch one party and then...
More or less. Oh,
civil yeah. war politics.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just happy with my lot.
So you'd like to see the same two back in?
Oh, God, yeah. Because there's too many on the bandwagon. And I mean single girls and boys is shouting for houses for. And if there was work on the bed, they'd sleep on the floor. They will never get up and go to work and think that the taxpayer is obliged to keep finance.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
It's hard to tell what way different demographics will lean come election day, but those working with families on the ground say there needs to be more support services available. Padraig Hegarty is the chairperson of the Athlone Family Resource Centre. He wants to see funding allocated to those most in need.
We provide services for counselling for children, counselling for adults. We do different programmes as well for children, play therapy, and there's a range of different activities that we plan throughout the year. The Family Resource Centre is also a drop-in centre. There's men's clubs, there's women's clubs.
And what would be some of the kind of the arms of it that would be under the most demand? Or what is the town kind of lacking in availability and that the Family Resource Centre has to step in and provide?
There's many areas, but I'll start off our crucial areas, counselling, children's counselling especially. We would have a counsellor who works around the clock doing that service. However, it's not enough. We've waiting lists. We function off a budget of about 160 grand for the year, and that's with 3 to 4 core staff's wages. We don't own the premises. We have been lobbying to try and get a full-time family resource centre for Athlone that we can call our own. We have to rent buildings. Athlone is getting bigger, as we know. The funding is coming up slowly but surely. It's coming up there, but it's definitely not enough to what we have right now. We definitely need a lot more money.
So the parents, the families that you're working with, what are, do you think are the main concerns in their minds as they head to the polls?
Yeah, look, I think in anyone's minds it's more funding, especially for family resource centres. Family resource centre can be the backbone of any community. We hear of the Apple money and we hear of, you know, the country's at its wealthiest it's ever been. It's not reflective in family resource centres. It's not just about throwing money at it, it's about providing appropriate funding to family resource centres to be the intervention before things get out of control.
You're seeing the issues that are affecting the town. So for the candidates who have their posters on the polls, they're coming knocking on doors, canvassing, what does the town need?
It's hidden poverty that's in the town, and it's everywhere. It's right across society.
As I head back over the Shannon to the other side of town, I'm off to meet with the Athlone Chamber of Commerce to hear about the issues affecting businesses. CEO of the Chamber, Tommy Hogan, says infrastructure needs to be continually upgraded to support new businesses.
In general, I think business is good. We have new businesses opening regularly. It's not without its challenges, obviously, but we are making quite a good effort with the local council to address some of those challenges.
Are some sectors finding it more challenging than others? And what do you think could be done to try and help those that are struggling?
Every sector has its unique challenge, I suppose. I wouldn't like to single out one over the other. But in terms of what we would like to see happen to help businesses, obviously we're working under a very heavy regulatory burden. We'd like to see that certainly not increase, possibly lightened. There's government imposed costs that we do not want to see an increase on. Things like this would help business prosper and thrive and be positive for the future.
Just when you say regulation, so in terms of, I suppose, the logistics of running a business and rates and everything that goes with it?
Exactly, yeah. There's a lot of paperwork involved in running businesses, and people are busy trying to run the business without having to fill in paperwork and things like that. So yeah, streamline things would be very, very helpful.
There isn't a town or a village that's not impacted by dereliction or some type of vacancy, but are there efforts being made to try and address that here in Athlone?
Yeah, we're very active on that front. We're aware of that issue. We're working hand in glove with the council and with the property owners to see if we can revitalise some of the main streets of the town. And so far, we've had a very positive response from all involved.
What do you think are some of the main concerns on your members' minds as they head to the polls? What are some of the main issues that they want to see prioritised to help them have a successful business?
Yeah, well, within our membership, I suppose some of the main things we're looking for, one of the things obviously is housing. So while there's a social aspect to that as well, it is also an impediment to businesses when they recruit people. If that person can't get somewhere to stay, that becomes a problem for them. But obviously energy is an issue. We want to see a stable and secure supply of energy here in Ireland. We have a fantastic investment in the town here in wastewater supply, but we'd like to see the concomitant investment in freshwater supply. And obviously public transport needs to be prioritised as well. All these things will help to reduce our carbon and make Athlone a good place to come and live in and work in.
When it comes to childcare, the majority of parties are promising to make it more affordable. But the demand on services is creating waiting lists across the entire country. And it's no different here in Athlone.
Sarah Rickard is my name. I work as lead educator here at Shannon on Connacht Street. There's a lot that government could do at the minute for childcare. You know, parents are finding pressure with the cost of living. And it's not down to the childcare practices. You know, we pass on every saving that we can get here to them. You know, and we make allowances where we can. But it's just, it's a penny pinch at the minute for everyone.
What's the demand on childcare like in Athlone?
Well, every single childcare practice that I know in town has a waiting list. If you don't have your child enrolled from the moment they're born, you know, it's very tough to get them in anywhere.
Just to show the demand and the lack of availability, you're even working in two places?
Yeah, I work here and then I work part-time in another setting as well. So just to help cover, really, till they get some more staff themselves.
So for parents and the likes of yourselves working in childcare,
yeah.
What are the issues you'd like to see prioritised in the election?
Well, as a parent, I don't feel the NCS does very much for working parents. I feel it penalises parents. Unless you work full-time, you don't see the benefit of the NCS whatsoever. It actually costs you more to work and to have your children be looked after.
So what could be done to make it easier for parents?
Well, they can increase the NCS. They could allow for the gap to be lessened for working parents. You know, they're the foundation of childcare settings in the first place. We wouldn't be needed if parents didn't want to go out to work.
When it comes to top election issues being raised on the campaign trail, housing is dominating the debate, with voters in every constituency feeling the impact of the housing crisis.
Housing needs to be prioritised big time. I'm 23 years on the housing list and I'm going to be homeless in May, and I have not had one word from the council to say that they're going to have a house for me in May.
23 years?
23 years on the housing list. My son is 22 and he'll be 23 in June. I'm on the list since I was pregnant with him.
You might have been given an offer, but it's outside the area.
I was never offered a home. I was put on the RAS scheme when the RAS scheme was first brought into Athlone, and I've been sitting on that ever since, and my landlord is now selling the house. I have no clue where I'm going to be next year with myself and three kids on my own after 23 years sitting on the housing list here in Athlone.
What is it that was...
It's not that the government needs to change up. It needs a shuffle and they need to prioritise things. Like, they're telling people they're going to put things first. They're going to put housing first. They're going to put childcare first. But they never do.
And that's people on the streets of Athlone in County Westmeath giving their thoughts on the forthcoming election to Josh Crosby. And we'll hear lots more from Josh's travels as we move towards the election.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.